It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The stock market's recent decline has continued, erasing 2018's gains from the Dow, NASDAQ composite, and the broad Standard & Poor's 500 stock index. Meanwhile, investors are also seeing big losses in popular technology stocks like Facebook, Apple, and Netflix. Our guest financial analyst breaks down this news, explains the market correction seen this year, and considers what this may show us about the state of the economy. What were you watching, or what are you watching on the stock market these days? What questions do you have, and what concerns do you have about the state of the market? Maybe you're an investor. Are you seeing changes over the past year? Are you worried about interest rates, future recessions? Why? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. ideas@wpr.org is the email address. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. G. Kevin Spellman is a chartered financial analyst and the David O. Nicholas Director of Investment Management and Senior Lecturer at the Lubar School of Business at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, where he oversees the Investment Management Certificate Program. Before joining academia, he managed multi-billion dollar investment portfolios and was Director of Research, where he led a sizable team of investment analysts. Kevin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me here.
So heading into the holiday weekend, we saw declines in the market and big losses in popular technology stocks. What was behind that?
Well, if you think about anything, when you miss the expectations, there's going to be, you know, a negative surprise. So you have to start out with what were expectations. If you look at commodity stocks, they were up earlier this year. If you go to the bond markets, credit spreads generally measure expectations of risk, and they were low. Going to the equity markets, we had good returns, and even the type of stocks that were doing well were the ones that were risk on. So we basically came into the summer with pretty high expectations. And then all of a sudden, growth very much slowed. The tariff war is still heating up, and we have a situation where we have extra levels of debt that have been basically rising. So people are worried about the slowdown now.
And how does what's happening right now compare to the performance earlier this year? What's the fluctuation in the market been?
Well, I have a couple different things I track. One is I have an index of basically the economic cycle. It has consumer factors, it has business factors, credit factors, and also monetary policy. Except for monetary policy, which is acting, basically like we want to slow the economy, all the other areas, consumer, business, and credit, have all slowed down. I also have what I call a big ticket index. The big ticket index tracks four different things. The biggest ticket items consumers can buy, which is housing, auto, vacations by air, and also computer stuff. Earlier this year in March, that was growing about 18% year over year. This latest month in October, it was down about 5%. So we've had significantly, slowing growth.
So, I guess later today, if I go to the grocery store, I'm still going to find items on the shelves, and there's still gasoline at the gas station and things like that. The average consumer, why should the average consumer even be paying any attention at all to what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, basically, what's happening in corporations and Wall Street eventually ends up influencing jobs, and we're late in the cycle right now, so people are worried about the chances of recession.
And you mentioned earlier you talked about debt. Are we talking about the debt that corporations are carrying, or the debt that the federal government is accruing as well?
Actually, we're talking about both of those, government and business, but also consumer and the financial sector. Those are the four basic, big sectors of the market. The last crisis, the financial crisis, the bubble, it was really about too much leverage in the banks, so the financial sector and the consumer sector. Both of those sectors have deleveraged. However, their rate of deleveraging has stopped now, so it looks like they're going back up. And of course, on the federal government, we have leveraged up very substantially, And in the business sector, we've leveraged up also very substantially, and the debt coverage ratios for businesses are much basically more problematic than they were many years ago.
Kevin Spellman is a chartered financial analyst and the David O. Nicholas Director of Investment Management and Senior Lecturer at the Lubar School of Business at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. What are you watching when it comes to the stock market? Listeners, what questions do you have? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. We saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average make headlines earlier in 2018 for hitting record highs. But what we're seeing now, a different picture. It's been a real roller coaster for investors this year. What does that do to people who are trying to figure out where to put their money?
Well, markets generally don't like volatility. When volatility rises, it's normally when markets go down. We actually had an event on Friday, or a historical event. It's only happened twice, and Friday was the second time since 1968. And that event was the market was down from its prior high, 10.2%, so that 10% is considered a correction. It's the second time we've hit a high and then corrected 10% this year. The only other time that's happened where you've been 10% down from a high in 1 year was in 1990. So, of course, we've had a lot of volatility, and volatility looks like it's going to rise, which typically it does late cycle.
Well, let's talk about these market corrections. What are they, and explain the concept of a market correction, and how often do they normally happen?
Well, there's no really one definition of a correction. I think a correction is stock market going down significantly, but most people think of a correction as down 10% or more, which I just said we're at from our prior high. A bear market, people tend to think, is down 20% or more. We have actually a bear market in probably the majority of the stocks, and then the most popular stocks, those are the FANG stocks. They're down, I think it was 24% through Friday from what they were in August.
What's a FANG stock?
Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, basically the bellwethers that people know and they tend to love, and they did very, very well, and now they're being crushed. I said they were down about 24% since August. The market's down, but the market's only down maybe 8-9% over that period of time.
Mm. We had a number of market corrections. You talked about these. Were all the market corrections seen this year the same?
Well, the one earlier this year, which is when it was down first, just barely over 10%, 10.2%, just like it was through Friday. When that one happened, I really thought it was basically just really high expectations. From individual investors, money flows into equity funds stopped turning negative. AAII, which is a bull bear survey of individual investors, was high. Leveraged debt was high, volatility was low, credit markets were very expensive, and the equity markets were very expensive. Basically, the expectations of everybody was extremely bullish, and this also went to the surveys of corporate executives and consumers. So when you had that high of expectations, you would think that anything that comes out could be a negative surprise, and we had a very strong jobs report in January, which made people fear inflation. So the market corrected then. But we were having really great growth earlier this year. So the market corrected in face of really strong growth. This correction, expectations are still reasonably high, maybe a little bit lower, but they have a real concern of slowdown, which is actually happening. I mentioned a big ticket index. But on top of that, we have Japan's GDP to turn negative just recently, Germany's GDP turned negative. And, of course, China's latest GDP growth rate is the slowest it's been for some time.
What about the Federal Reserve? What is the Federal Reserve's role in all of this? What can they do?
Well, as most people know, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates. And that's a good thing, because one of the things that we can have in a recession is if the Federal Reserve gets interest rates back to normal, which would probably mean raising interest rates about 1.5% more. That means in the next recession, rates can go down and that will help stimulate the economy. But one of the things with the slowdown, which could be a positive for the market, is if the slowdown's for real and the Fed's really thinking, hey, we got to watch out what's happening in the world and here, maybe they pause a little, and that could be a positive surprise. But we also still have the tariff war, which is a very negative thing for the market going on right now.
You created something called a big ticket index. What is that?
Well, the big ticket index is kind of what I mentioned a little bit earlier, just looking at the major purchases that a consumer can make. And it's airline tickets, it's buying computer stuff, it's housing, and it's autos. And that index is down about 5% over the last year through the last month. And earlier this year, it was up close to 18-19%. So it's a huge slowdown.
Kevin Spellman stays with us. He's a chartered financial analyst and the David O. Nicholas Director of Investment Management and Senior Lecturer at the Lubar School of Business at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. If you've got a question about the current stock market, give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings with your question about the stock market. Kevin Spellman is here to try to answer them. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Stay with us. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. 2018 has been something of a roller coaster for the stock market. Earlier this year, we set a record, and in the last month, those gains have pretty much all been wiped out. We're talking about what this means and what's ahead for our economy. What are you watching from the stock market standpoint? What questions do you have? Concerns about the state of the market? Maybe there's something that's got you excited about the stock market. You're feeling positive. Maybe you're an investor. What changes are you seeing or making given the developments in the past year? 800-642-1234. ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We have Kevin Spellman with us, and he is a chartered financial analyst and the David O. Nicholas Director of Investment Management and Senior Lecturer at the Lubar School of Business at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Kevin, before the break, you mentioned trade and tariffs. Talk more about the impact that might be having on the market.
Well, the market doesn't like uncertainty, all right? And the tariffs have really been creating a lot of uncertainty. I have some opinions on this. One of the things that has been talked about a lot by our administration is this is a trade war that we can win. And it's the theory behind that is that we export less to China than they export to us. And the difference is about $400 billion. So we import about $500 billion from China, and they import about $100 billion from us. Now, there's a flaw in that logic, and I think a lot of the market participants who are trading stocks know this. The total dollar value of what the U.S. sells into China is more about $597 billion, and this is based on our figures. And the amount that China sells into the U.S. is $599 billion. So it's about even. And how I come to that about even fact is we have U.S. companies in China selling into China, and they sell a lot in that way. And then there's some Chinese companies selling into the U.S. as well. So when you look at a trade war, it looks like we sell about as much to China as they sell to us. So it's China has a lot of ammunition to come back at us.
And they also hold a lot of our debt. Does that have anything to do with this?
Well, that is something they could do. They hold over $1 trillion worth of debt. I looked at this maybe a month ago, so this is of a grain of salt. So about 5% of our debt, just mm-hmm. in general. But one of the things that is alarming with the trade war is the impact on inflation. You asked about the Fed earlier today. And let's just say we do the worst, which is, or the max, which is we put a 25% tariffs on everything that's coming in from China. If that happens, that'll probably bump up inflation by about 0.6%. The Fed would not like that. The Fed would have to raise interest rates quicker, which could bring the end of the cycle nearer.
Mm-hmm. We had a caller who couldn't stay with us who wondered, you know, what's this mean for the average small investor, somebody who's, you know, counting on the stock market maybe to help out their retirement or something like that? What would you tell people to do right now relative to what's going on with the stock market if they're thinking of investing?
Well, there's different types of stocks you can invest in. First of all, there's in different sectors, there's very cyclical sectors, which is industrials, financials, energy, materials, technology. Those stocks have basically been getting really hit recently. But there's some defensive sectors, such as utilities, consumer staples, and healthcare. Some of these are actually even up over the last 3 months. So there's a rotation from risk on to risk off. So if you really need to be in the market and you are worried about a recession, you want to go to the more risk off types of securities. But these securities are also tend to be the quality companies with good competitive advantages, low levels of debt, and basically types of things that Warren Buffett would probably buy.
Let's take a call from Dell, who joins us from Fond du Lac. Dell, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome. Is this the time for a person with a moderate stock portfolio to get out of the market and put the stuff back in the bank or back in my sock?
Well, there's three different scenarios, so I don't want to give anyone personal advice without having much more information about them, but late in a cycle is when you should be thinking about, de-risking. There is a very famous investor. You could read a book by him. His name is Howard Marks. He's probably the most famous corporate bond investor in the world. And I like his mantra. He says, moving forward, but with caution. If you believe it's late cycle and there could be a recession in a couple of years, you do want to move out of stocks somewhat. If you're in stocks to more safe stocks. But we could be wrong. So you could always be wrong. So the second scenario is, what if there is an infrastructure spending plan that goes through Congress? What if the tariff war is resolved? More than likely, we talked about that earlier, Fed and government, the businesses are very levered up, but that'll get people excited again. And banks will lend, consumers will buy. You could basically go several more years without a recession. And if that's the case, you would be out of the market during a good time.
Some people are concerned that a recession could be on the way. What's your take on that?
Well, until a couple months ago, I believe people were really underestimating the chances of a recession in 2020. I track various measures of the cycle, and most of the measures of the cycle were saying we were very extended, and this was going back, mid last summer. Now, they've all started to roll over. Now, one of the things about this model is there's 18 variables in a model: consumer, business, credit, and monetary policy. Generally, when it rolls over very quickly, and you do have a recession, but there are some exceptions going back in history.
And can recessions actually be good for the economy in the long run? I mean, we have them. We seem to have them in a kind of a cycle. You talked about if a bipartisan spending infrastructure bill came up, that might help us out in the economy and delay a recession. But is it necessarily a good thing to delay a recession? Are we just putting it off?
Actually, I believe if we have some, because we've already had tax policy, which is going to raise the federal deficit. If we have infrastructure spending and some of these other things, it'll push it out. But that'll just mean we have more debt before the next recession. I always find that a little ironic and concerning that we managed to solve the financial crisis, which was fueled by too much debt, by allowing people to raise even more debt at lower interest rates. So I believe if we don't have a recession, the excesses just continue to build, and the net recession is worse. Recessions are good to get rid of excesses, and that can be people being too excited, which results in too much borrowing. It can be corporations overextending and expanding too much. Capital spending has been really strong. M&A has come back. IPO activities come back. So corporations are very positive. So I think actually a recession, where most people think, don't say this, but I think actually a recession in 2020 would be a good thing for the economy long term.
Some use the term bull market earlier this year. Others are watching for a bear market now. Quickly break these down. What are they and what's the difference between them?
Well, bear market is generally down more than 20%, and the FANG stocks are already down more than 20% just from August. Bull markets are just the opposite, really strong markets. Besides the FANG stocks being down 20%+, the average stock is also down more than 20% since its highs as well.
Kevin Spellman, thanks for joining us and clearing up a lot of this stuff for us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Spellman is a chartered financial analyst and the David O. Nicholas Director of Investment Management and senior lecturer at the Lubar School of Business at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, where he oversees the Investment Management Certificate Program. His website is coachinvesting.com. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.